This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. More than 30 drugs may face supply chain disruptions after a tornado damaged a North Carolina Pfizer plant 1 week ago today. The company warned hospitals in a letter Friday that about 65 formulations of those drugs could see disruptions. Pfizer said medicines like injectable fentanyl for pain management and the anesthetic lidocaine have less than 3 months inventory levels. The Rocky Mountain facility makes close to a quarter of Pfizer's injectable medicines used in hospitals across the country. It's one of the largest facilities in the world for manufacturing sterile injectables. Ocean temperatures off the coast of Florida could set a global record. This week, a buoy out at Manatee Bay reported ocean temperatures of just over 101 degrees. Oceans all over the world are experiencing warmer than normal temperatures thanks to a stubborn El Nino weather pattern that's expected to last into winter. An investigation is ongoing after three Marines were found dead in a vehicle at a North Carolina gas station. The bodies were discovered Sunday in Hampstead, about an hour from their military training facilities. Authorities say the deaths seem to be accidental, adding that the men did not appear to have died from suicide. No weapons, illegal drugs, or evidence of an attack were found. Autopsy results are expected to be released soon. The Center for Disease Control is warning of a salmonella outbreak throughout parts of the East Coast. Officials say at least 16 people have gotten sick in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and New Jersey after eating ground beef. Investigators are working to determine the source of where the ground beef came from. The CDC is reminding everyone to cook ground beef to an internal temperature of 160 degrees and wash your hands after touching raw meats. Appreciate you being there. We are USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
UPS and their union may have dodged a supply chain bullet.
UPS and Teamsters have managed to avert a strike by reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract. It is significant as a UPS worker strike would have been the largest in U.S. history. The newly proposed five-year deal is now awaiting ratification, a process that should take about 3 weeks. Both parties are satisfied with the outcome, with the UPS CEO describing it as a win-win agreement benefiting both employees and customers. I'm John Schaefer.
The Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing with no grand prize winner in last night's drawing. The game's top prize now has grown to at least $910 million. That's ahead of Friday's drawing. The lump sum cash option on money like that is just over $464 million. An extra ingredient has made its way into some cookies, and if you like rocks, well, everything's cool.
That's the foreign material that Trader Joe's says is in their cookies. There's a recall of two types right now. Almond windmill cookies with sell dates of 10/19 through 10/21, or dark chocolate chunk cookies with sell dates of 10/17 through 10/21. If you have either of those types of cookies, Trader Joe's, as if they had to tell you, says don't eat them. I'm Corey Myers.
Because of recent political tensions, Morgan Stanley is downgrading Israel's credit rating to a dislike stance. Lance Pry, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. What's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Scott Powell is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. As you know from our previous conversations, it is our joint passion to get this country back on track. You have a majority of Americans in agreement saying that it's no bueno. You know, that we are off track. We have got to do something about it. And that's individual. That's us. And so where do we begin with all the insanity that is being demonstrated so free and with impunity on the streets of America and the damage that it's doing? It's almost like, you know, what happened in the Summer of Love last year is picking up, but in a different sort of battle here. And it's a true spiritual battle attacking the hearts and the minds of the American people, and especially our youth. Now, Scott has written a new column that's at Newsmax today. It's called Sunlight of Truth, God's Best Cure for America's Many Ills. Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be with you.
Well, the sunlight of truth. I mean, this is it's interesting, Scott. More and more now, and people who aren't, you know, of our woof and warp outside. I mean, liberals are even starting to realize that the truth matters now. But we've got to make sure we understand what the truth is and who's defining it, and that the truth does exist. This idea of relative truth that we bought into for the last several decades, we're realizing how ruinous it has become.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there are many, there are in a very real sense, there are different parts of truth, different applications of truth. For instance, there's spiritual truth. Mm-hmm. We find that the Bible is probably the best repository of those truths. Mm. But the Bible doesn't tell us how to cook that much, or it doesn't tell us how to fix our cars, or, you know, but we need truth to get things done in the world. There are certain things that work and those that don't work. So we always want to gravitate to what works, what solves our problems. And what we're finding, though, in the way our country's being run is that, you know, the truth is sort of obfuscated. We can't seem to get at the facts of what's going on, that could enable us as a society to adjust and make changes that can solve problems. I mean, it's almost like I find that isn't it interesting that the pharmaceutical industry, is so tied to government in the whole COVID period. And
right.
And the way that the pharmaceutical industry works is almost the same way that the government works. It creates problems, or it will not solve problems because it can make a lot of money on treating problems that it doesn't solve, like cancer.
Exactly.
There's no cure
right.
for cancer because the pharmaceutical industry is making so much money in the treatments that they now have.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They don't want to kill the goose that
is laying the golden egg. Yeah, exactly.
The golden eggs. And
right.
government creates problems that it then runs on for power. I mean, look at the you know, the black community is finally, the minority black community is finally waking up that the government hasn't helped them. It's a new plantation. It's a new kind of control
exactly.
and slavery, really, that they've created with the welfare state.
You see, we talk about what blacks have been subjected. We've all been subjected to that, Scott, and that's what we should all, that's what should bring us together and should unite us is realizing,
absolutely.
Look,
absolutely.
We have been the common target of this power-hungry, deep state government enterprise. And we're getting ripped off. I mean, that is the truth of the matter. And I think that, you know, I was having this discussion with another one of our guests the day before yesterday. I said, this is what we can be thankful for COVID to. Because COVID really, you know, as damaging as it was, we serve a God who believes in redemption.
That's
and
right.
God redeemed and is giving us back that which was stolen from us. And it's a time, I mean, although I think we went through a time under Trump with exposure, but even more so. And it's like, okay, that's fine. All right, so Trump's not going to be president. That's not the end of the world. God's still in charge. But I'm still going to let you know what's going back, and I'm going to pull back the veil here. And the veil got pulled back. And here they are. And I don't know how the Democratic Party right now, how they defend the indefensible. You know, because they're caught up in this lie. They're caught up in the manufacturing of this program that it's all about them. It's about power and control. Let's abandon, you know, they'll blatantly abandon truth. They've abandoned God. And so all for power and control. And right. I believe God is telling us that it ain't over. And that we
no,
have a chance.
Over. No.
This redemptive moment that we've been praying for, as you say, the best cure for America's many ills is God. And that sunlight of truth. But the way we've got to come to God is we've got to come to God on our knees. And what that means is we got to come to God in humility, don't we, Scott?
Humility.
I mean, we've got to really be humble about this. Go ahead.
I mean, I would encourage your listeners to think of yourselves as the remnant in America.
Yeah, amen.
And so as a remnant, we need to be prayerful. We need to, you know, we need to repent for the nation. We need to repent for those who are not in the light, who don't know, and ask God's protection and grace and ask for his intervention to help us correct the problems. God's hand will move if
right.
our prayers are fervent enough, yeah. if we are truthful with the Lord, and we ask for his help. He answers those prayers on the individual
exactly.
level. Well, he'll answer those prayers on the national level.
Exactly.
And so we need to be a more prayerful people, and we need to pray specifically for the kinds of help that we need. And I think that's been going on. I would encourage it to even grow more and more and more so that God's hand can move more and more. But isn't it remarkable that in the midst of this craziness, we had, you know, successive Supreme Court decisions that are favorable. We had the release of, the great movie, The Sound of Freedom, that was completed 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
And then it was controlled by Disney and by Fox, and they've tried to block it, and lo and behold, no, God wanted that to come out, and it
yes.
comes out at a perfect time. I mean, it's almost like it wasn't time for it 4 years ago. It's time for it now.
Exactly.
It's part of this great awakening that's going
yes.
on.
These are hopeful signs, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah,
aren't they hopeful
absolutely.
Signs? You see, this is what, you see, because people are so overwhelmed by all the junk. We just went through Pride Month. We got, you know, guys dressed up like women, you know, body parts being exposed on the lawn of the White House, and on and on. I mean, we've gone through this disgusting period, and I get it that some people are getting tired and going, oh, when is this going to end? Well, there are some signs here. And as you say, we need to continue to you know, follow God's prescription and how he can heal the land. He's real specific what it takes. And there is that remnant. There have been people for a long time have been praying for revival. And they have been humbling themselves. But more and more people.
Revival. It doesn't get
yes.
the media coverage, but we heard about Asbury in Kentucky.
Yeah, right, exactly.
University. But there are pockets of revival throughout the country. They get no media attention whatsoever.
Exactly. So, got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Scott Powell after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Scott Powell is with us. He's the author of Rediscovering America. Now, I tell you, you've got to get your hands on this book, especially because where we are right now, we basically are constitutionally illiterate. We've become illiterate and dumbed down as to this great American idea and the infrastructure that was laid out by our founding fathers for 247 plus years now. When it's utilized, it does well for us. We do well by it. people are able to thrive. There are so many success stories, and the success stories are as a result of our Constitution, not some sort of Marxist or Communist manifesto. Okay? So Rediscovering America will bring to light and help you refocus and understand, because unfortunately, these are the things that should be taught in schools. They're not taught in schools. And as a result, there has been a purposeful, and I mean purposeful, dumbing down of the electorate. Now, this is a user's manual, in a sense, in how we can fix America. It's written in a lively, uplifting way, providing real hope through understanding God's hand in this great country. Because as our founding fathers, including the first president of the United States, said, but for divine providence, this great American idea would have never continued. Right, Scott Powell?
You're absolutely right, Bill. Thank you for synopsizing why the book is sort of a must-have in every family. It should be on everybody's shelf, because it's great for the kids and the grandkids, depending on your age, because the kids have not learned the history of America, and we have these holidays that come throughout the year. And
exactly.
Most people think, oh, the holiday is a day off to go shopping or whatever. They have no idea that there are all these amazing stories behind the holidays, and that's why the book is structured the way it is. It tells the story of America through its holidays, and each chapter is a standalone story. So don't be intimidated. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have time to read a whole book. You can read a chapter and read it to your kids or your grandkids right at the time of a holiday, and they'll be fascinated by what you read in the book, because it's a fascinating story.
Put down the cell phones at dinner time for a moment. Read a chapter. Have some fun. Have some family time together. You'd be surprised how beneficial that'll be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations on the book. How can they get their hands on it?
Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of Amazon, but it is it sells the more books. They have a big controlling interest in the book industry, and you can't beat their prices almost. So Amazon has just cut the price by 43% because the book's been out for a while.
Yeah.
So it's it's a bargain.
Yes.
And if you do read it, try to put in a couple of sentences of review, because my publisher said, you know, Scott, your book's been really successful, but you don't have enough reviews. A book like yours should have, hundreds of reviews. It's almost 100,
Like
the book, you know, give it a review. And two sentences is enough, really.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Well, back to topic here. America is dazed and amazed at what's happened to our country. Since COVID-19 especially, this is all coming to a head, just as you mentioned. I mean, you know, Sound of Freedom and other documentaries and that have been coming out at a time that, we may have wondered to go, well, that's interesting. You know, why is this coming out at this time? And I, like you, believe that it's because God has decided it's time for it to come out. And
crisis is the border crisis. So
it really
puts that border crisis in a proper context of what's really going on.
Well, yeah, and the other reveal that came out this week, Scott, and this should not be any big surprise, is that the cartels themselves, they are the number one traffickers of sex trafficking inside of the United States. They're generating something around $10 to $15 billion of income in sex trafficking in our country.
Yes.
Okay. And this isn't something that just has been happening just for, you know, the last year or two. This has been going on for a long time. And this is what makes Mayorkas and the policies of the Democratic Party and President Joe Biden so disgusting, Scott, for what we're doing. Young kids.
That both President Biden and Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas and all the others that assist them, they're maintaining an open border policy. Effectively, they are effectively facilitators and accomplices in this large-scale, horrendous capital crime. It's true. That's why they need to be, impeachment. They may not be impeached in the Senate, but we need to get impeachments out there so that we can expose what these problems are.
Well, it's a whole industry. I mean, you got NGOs, you got, you know, Catholic Relief Services, you know, by title, by name only, utilizing, you know, the Catholic Church as a cover that is, they're all part and parcel of this. And, you know, when you talk about quid pro quo, follow the money. That's a lot of money flying around. Okay, well, who's getting paid off along the way, Scott?
A lot of people, a lot of politicians. I mean, I would argue that part of Carrie Lake's defeat in Arizona was cartel money that went to the opposition because Carrie Lake was going to shut the border down. Right. And you think the cartel's going to allow that to happen? No way. No, we're going to fund her opponent.
Exactly. And that's cheap money. That's cheap money. You're just talking about one state.
Yeah,
you know, that's cheap compared.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, this is the reality that America, you know, I mean, you know, we don't have to really do such a big dive on this because the evidence, the fruit of these decisions and these policies are right there in your face. They're low-hanging fruit that's staring you right in your face, Scott.
They are. And, you know, and it is serious. You know, we don't want to make light of it. But the truth does set us free. So, as you know, what's amazing about about deep truth is that once you've seen it,
yes,
you can't unsee it. You
right.
can't go back to your former ignorant ways. Once you see profound truth, it is transformative. And that's why this movie, Sound of Freedom, is so powerful, because people who see this, now some may not believe it, that's fine, but I think most people that go and see the film know that it's the real thing, and it's
exactly
they're getting a vignette. This is one little vignette out of child sex trafficking, and you multiply that, you know, many hundreds and thousands fold. This little vignette is being, you know, is happening in many, 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 many ways, because you know each little operation can only control so many girls, right? Well, so how many controllers do you have? You have, you know, hundreds and thousands of controllers, each of which is controlling a dozen or two dozen girls. And the point that's made here is that this is much bigger business than the drug trafficking, because the crime, when a girl is sold for sex a dozen times, 10 or 12 times a day, you know, it's repeat business, and it's every day. And then when they're burned out and destroyed, you know, they can be killed and their organs can be harvested. So
about five, seven years now, later, I think is what they said.
Let's go deeper on truth here.
Okay, we got a minute. We got a minute and a half.
Here's
go ahead.
What I want to leave the audience with. Before Biden got elected, young people that came over the border were being tracked by, you know, by they were assigned numbers. When Biden came into office, he stopped that procedure so that young children that are coming into the country, there's no tracking of them. They have no identity. That feeds right into the sex trafficking and the child trafficking. And this is part of the Biden policy. It's why this is criminal behavior.
It's so diabolical, Scott. It's hard. It is hard for, you know, I don't know, we're hearing a lot about a small town America these days because of Jason Aldean's song. But it's hard for everyday Americans to get their brains around it, because you would never think in a million years. We didn't grow up with this idea that there would be such rank corruption in our government, and it would include a president of the United States to be involved with something this diabolical. You know, drag queen story hours, transitioning of people, denying the science that God created them men and women and woman, and, you know, on and on. And now a participation with the sex trafficking that has made America the number one sex trafficking country on the planet. This is our country, Scott. This is so disgusting.
I know. But once people have seen the truth, they can't unsee it. When we see the truth of...
That's
it. This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself, or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. More than 30 drugs may face supply chain disruptions after a tornado damaged a North Carolina Pfizer plant 1 week ago today. The company warned hospitals in a letter Friday that about 65 formulations of those drugs could see disruptions. Pfizer said medicines like injectable fentanyl for pain management and the anesthetic lidocaine have less than 3 months inventory levels. The Rocky Mountain facility makes close to a quarter of Pfizer's injectable medicines used in hospitals across the country. Ocean temperatures off the coast of Florida could set a global record. This week, a buoy out at Manatee Bay reported ocean temperatures of just over 101 degrees. Oceans all over the world are experiencing warmer than normal temperatures thanks to a stubborn El Nino weather pattern that's expected to last into winter. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, methane leaks are a significant contributor to climate change. Are you aware of that? As methane is more than 25 times as potent as carbon dioxide at trapping heat in the atmosphere over a 100-year period, this according to the United States Environmental Protection Agency. Methane leaks can also have a significant business impact. In 2021 alone, the global oil and gas industry wasted $19 billion of natural gas due to methane emissions. The current state of methane emissions monitoring techniques traditionally relies on a top-down periodic manual and manual labor intensive practices, which can result in imprecise, fragmented data and reactive maintenance procedures. Here to tell us more about it and to help us understand what is going on with this is the Chief Technology Officer of Emissions at Honeywell, Dr. Robert Kester. Dr. Kester, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you. Excited to be on.
Well, let's talk about methane leaks as a significant contributor to climate change. Help us understand this because, you know, I think for many people, this is the first time we've heard of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's an important topic for us to be talking about, especially when it's, you know, so hot in the country right now. I'm in Houston and I'm sweltering like the rest of you, maybe with a little bit more humidity. But yeah, what people don't realize, you know, methane or what, you know, a lot of those outside of the industry call it is really natural gas. I mean, it's an important, you know, product that we use in our everyday lives. You know, what I use to heat my home or to cook with. And for a lot of industries, it's a critical part in the production of chemicals and products. So it's one of those things we just can't stop using. But what we really need to do is, you know, manage this valuable resource in better ways. And currently in the industry, you know, finding methane leaks, it's a very difficult process and it's a very manual process. So, you know, throughout the entire oil and gas value chain, people walk around manually looking for these leaks, you know, they'll put soap on joints looking for bubbles.
Exactly.
So it's a very low tech. Or they'll have sniffers and cameras where they can find them. But it doesn't stop the problem that inspections are very infrequent. And so there's a lot that can happen, you know, if you're inspecting a site once a year or twice a year. And so we just feel like this is an area and an industry that's ripe for disruption. And we've developed some innovative new technologies that we think can really help solve this problem.
Well, you would think with modern technology and that, a little bit of adjustment, and we could go a long way in attacking this $19 billion of waste, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's when you think about the amount of waste and the cost of deploying solutions, just within the first year of deploying these technologies, I think they would pay for themselves. And we've been able to show that for a lot of our customers. And so what we're, you know, really trying to educate and get out there is, like you'd mentioned, you know, with you know, IoT technologies and digital infrastructures, there's, you know, a better, more automated approach for your leak management.
Yeah, and speaking of these methane leaks, what other impacts do these methane leaks have?
So we've hit on the two big ones, right? The environmental impact, you know, that's 25 times worse than CO2. You have a huge economic impact, $19 billion wasted. But there's also a safety aspect to this as well. You know, methane is still an explosive gas, and so, you know, catching and fixing these leaks, early in the process and quickly, you know, increases the safety across the industry.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking with Dr. Robert Kester, the Chief Technology Officer of Emissions at Honeywell, and we're talking, you know, about the negative effects of methane leaks. This is a reality. So what is the end-to-end emission management suite, and how does it work?
Yeah, so what we've done in thinking about this, you know, methane, issue is really thought about it from more of a process control perspective. You know, Honeywell, this is our core business is helping our customers automate their process and optimize it. And so from that perspective, we've said, hey, what if we could replace these manual inspection points? And we've done that. We're excited to announce, you know, the launch of a couple of technologies. Our first, we call the Honeywell Versatella Signal Scout. And essentially, it's like a sniffer, but it's the size of a Coke bottle, has a magnetic base on it. Mm-hmm. It's wireless and has its own energy source. So instead of people walking around, you literally deploy these sensors kind of in a mesh network pattern, and they will automatically tell you an alert when there's a leak, you know, how big it is, how long it's been going. So now your crews can spend 90% of their time fixing leaks instead of 90% of your time looking for.
So is this hardware? Is this static and placed on the line? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So it's a fixed continuous device. So it's meant to be on 24/7. But then the other thing that we've really innovated on is we've created a software platform we call Forge Sustainability Plus. So, you know, the data is a super important piece of the puzzle, but it's not the only piece. You still have to action that data. So we send these alerts to a software platform that'll, like, notify operators where to go find and fix them. But then more importantly, we're essentially, you know, adding all of these measurements up in real time and providing the information at the C-suite all the way down. So now you have complete enterprise visibility. So when companies are making their corporate commitments on, you know, reaching net zero or reducing emissions by X amount, they now have that information available. So it's almost like you're going from being a passenger in a car to being the driver of the car. So now you can really drive your operations towards an emissions target because you have that information in real time. And that's
really
exciting.
Yeah, the impact on this is huge. I mean, and to hear you break this down, Robert, you think, wow, why did it take us this long to get to this point? Because it's not like, you know, methane just popped on the scene, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I think it's taken a while just to raise awareness around this, and then really, you know, companies are starting to you know, make some pretty public commitments around reaching net zero. You know, their shareholders have an expectation, and so they've come to, you know, their partners, which Honeywell is a key partner for a lot of these companies, saying, hey, guys, we need a solution to help us manage this. What can you guys come up with? And that's where we've taken our best and brightest minds, you know, presented the problem, and they're coming up with these innovative solutions, which, you know, from my perspective, I mean, it's just amazing. Some of these ideas, they're practical. They're like very easy to deploy. They're useful for operations. So we think we're going to start seeing a real, you know, net benefit to companies' bottom lines, but then also more importantly, the environment. I mean, we're starting to get excited.
It's all win-win here. Without, you know, I think without destroying, you know, the energy sector, I think this is a common sense approach, and you know, with an idea here that again doesn't do so at the expense of you know, the energy sector overall. You know, it's not being totally redefined. It's being reformed and improved, the way I see it. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is like our unconventional, our fracking moment, you know. I mean, this is
exactly
an opportunity for American oil and gas to show the world that this industry can you know, harvest this valuable commodity in a safe, responsible, sustainable fashion, right? And that we can deploy technology in a smart, practical way. So, like, we're really excited about it.
Well, you got us excited too, Dr. Kester. Thank you so much for this. He's the Chief Technology Officer of Emissions at Honeywell. Is there a website they can go to for more information, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to honeywell.com and you can search for Emissions Management Solutions or our Forge Sustainability Plus platform.
Dr. Robert Kester has been our guest. Thank you, Dr. Kester. Take care.
News from Washington, D.C. The FDA will begin targeting the sale of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors. Here's former California Congresswoman Mary Bono.
The recent action targeting illegal disposable vapes is a good first step, but enforcement matters. Words aren't enough. The FDA needs to finish the job to protect our kids from these illegal disposable vapes in youth-friendly flavors and then take them off our store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You can hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And my good friend, actress Jen Gotsin, is going to be joining us in just a moment. We're going to talk about her teen book, Beauty and Likes. It's an aid against suicide as summer amps up with body image insecurities. A little background here. Since the start of social media, are you aware, depression has increased by 52%, resulting and a 25% increase in teen suicide. Jen, the creator of the family franchise, The Farmer and the Bell, is championing these mental health challenges through their young adult book titled Beauty and Likes, Experiencing God's Truth About Your Looks, and a companion documentary, What is True Beauty, which is narrated by Jen. It's already out there on YouTube, so you can catch it, and we're here to tell you more about it. Jen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, Bill, your voice is sunshine to my heart, and I love you to pieces.
Oh, gosh. Oh, bless your heart. I always appreciate the time, and I always appreciate you. You bless me so much with your texts at times, you know, and it's amazing how God will move on your spirit and say, oh, I got to send Bill a text. And it's always timely. Yeah, you're just such a blessing. Thank you so much.
I think everyone, when we hear the Holy Spirit nudge, we have to be obedient in the midst of whatever busyness we're doing. And praise God, Bill, because that's how God has worked on my heart, with, you know, sending you and some other friends messages. And, you know, that's what community is. That's what friendship is.
Exactly. Well, you know, you're a blessing. And I know that God has richly blessed you, and you're standing by for another blessing. We got baby Savannah in the oven, getting ready to come out any moment. And if she holds on to the timeline, then next week baby Savannah will be with baby James, and all kinds of fun and frivolity will be taking place in the household, right?
This is right.
Oh, yeah.
Her baby room is inspired by Savannah, Georgia, and Tybee Island, where Jim, my husband, and I met on a movie. Oh. And James, my little, our 2-year-old, her bedroom is inspired by Africa, where Jim is developing an entire ministry in Uganda to help a lot of the people be able to get up on their feet and not rely on resources, but be able to develop their own skills so they can be able to pour in and take care of their families.
Very cool. Well, look at, let's talk about your new book, Beauty and Likes. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, so Beauty and Likes Experiencing God's Truth About Your Looks. It is designed and written specifically for age 12 to 24. I am the creator and the overseeing author, but we hired Morgan Threadgill, who's 24, a very talented writer, to literally write the different stories over the 30 chapters. And then we brought in Dr. Lynette Sim, who is a therapist specializing in young adults with identity issues, depression, suicide, anxiety. And so, and then it's coupled with prayers and psychology and biblical truth. And then we had, I love this, Bill, I'm so excited by this. We had a group of 12-year-olds to 18-year-olds read every chapter, which is about a short read, 3 minutes each. We wanted to keep it relatable to ensure that every word really truly connects with their age. And so it is a 5-part strategy to really help equip our youth who struggle with image filters, trying to get likes, all of that jazz that social media has brought, along with peer pressure and everything else that we know that goes along with an adolescent growing into who God created them to be.
Exactly. What's so cool I love about this is that you're helping redirect to first principles. And social media is such a preponderance of information that can attack a person's mind, and especially a young person's mind, and overwhelm them. And they need to have a go-to. I'd say number one is the Word of God, but this is also an effective book to remind them, because you point them to the Word of God. You point them to the truth of God, who says, I know who you are, and I know the plans I have for you. I have great plans for you, he says. You know, it's exciting when you think about that. And sometimes we need to hear that, and we need to connect and reconnect with the voice of God constantly so that we can be reminded. Because guess what? When you consider the amount of time that these kids are spending in social media, what are they, 7-8 hours a day, you know, on their devices where they're constantly looking at stuff and maybe not getting the most positive of affirmations, right?
That's correct. My my little toddler just says, come on, Daddy.
Hey, Baby James. Baby James, how you doing, buddy? Uncle Bill's here. Yeah, I was going to say, do not let him be a distraction. We love babies. You know, we love him. Yes. And Baby James always welcome here, so no worries.
He's such a joy. You know what, Bill, to tag on when we were just talking about, so the 5 chapters... Or not the 5 chapters, but the 5 sections.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5-part strategy, and I wanted to be able to talk to the dads, the grandpas, the uncles out there, the men who have young girls that they're in life with, that they're seeing this, and they're like, how do I enter into this conversation? I tell them they're beautiful all the time, but they just don't get it. So what I want to be able to encourage, I'm going to give you 3 different ideas. One, your team. Get into a conversation or find out what part of their body they're insecure about. Is it their nose, their eyes, their belly, their legs, their, what is it? And then have them look in the mirror and speak life into that area. Let's say it's their nose and say, my body and soul are marvelously made by God. And that's in Psalms. That's one of our favorite scriptures in Psalms 139. Mm-hmm. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. But it's the translation of the Message version, which I love, because it's body and soul. Mm-hmm. And they can physically touch that part of their body and speak life in it. Now, doing it one time, that's not going to help. It's going to open the idea. But if they can continue to repeat that at least 30 times a day, it's going to create a pathway psychologically in their brain that they could start to believe it. The second is identifying, it's being a joyful giver. Joy connected with something that you serve another person with is what it tells us in 1 Peter, to use whatever gifts we receive to serve others, is more attractive than having the perfect makeup and contouring of their face, perfect hair, and all of that jazz. So identify what is something that they do well. Do they encourage people? Do they make food for somebody? Do they like going on walks with someone? What is it that they have a skill doing? And then have them pray to experience the joy of Jesus, because it's the joy that's attractive of Jesus.
Right.
And then when you do not jump on anybody, my little son's going to try to jump down the stairs. Like we talked earlier about that.
He's playing Spider-Man. It's okay.
And the third one is, oh, my sweetheart, we can't go play outside right now. Mommy's on the phone with a really good friend. Yeah. And the third is about love. So when we get our love from social media, from those likes, which builds endorphins in the brain,
mm-hmm.
that is passing and it's fake. It's not real.
Yeah.
When we get our love from man, that's also can wave. But if we can get our love from Jesus, and that's hard for a teen,
mm-hmm.
that's going to ultimately transform our being. And so how can a dad and a mom, we have a bracelet that's in the movie The Farmer and the Bell singing
Santa
Land.
I love that bracelet. That's so cool. I love that. Go ahead.
It's inspired by a Tiffany style chain, and it's very cool, but it's adjustable, and there's this heart that falls and dangles into the palm of your hand, so you can grasp onto the heart. And our friends, which you know, Aaron and Greg Smalley over at Focus mm-hmm. on the Family, they help me understand mm-hmm. that when we open our heart, and that's inscribed on this heart and on the chain,
mm-hmm.
and we can say, Jesus, help me grasp how wide, high, long, deep your love is for me. And so as they grasp onto this heart with these inscriptions of scripture, they can help them find security whenever they're out and about comparing themselves, which 90% of women, all ages, do.
Right.
And each chapter
of the
book...
It never lets up, Jen, does it? I mean, and that's the thing. That's why this bracelet and the affirmations are so important. Again, to bring us back to first principles, to be reminded that God loves us and all the great things that He has for us, and that is uplifting, and it gets our head back straight onto the things that really matter.
It does. And men, God created you men to be logical. Women obviously are very logical as well. But the analytical mind of being a conqueror, about being a hero, about being a leader, the man's mind is able to drive that pathway easier than a woman who's emotionally based. We have, God created us with just such a kaleidoscope of expression. So when a negative word enters in, or a negative image enters in, or we see something and we compare our bodies to someone who we deem as perfect, immediately the psychology of the body starts to drop. So that's why it's so important to meditate on God's word. And that's why we identified through research, we did test groups for kids, teens, women. What are the scripture verses that are literally helping us transform our mind, as it tells us in Romans? And that's what we have inscribed on the bracelet that goes along with our adult book written by Michelle Cox and myself, and our young adult book, Beauty and Likes, that we just released.
Jen, 30 seconds. Sorry, we're running out of time here. I want you to tell everybody about the documentary, What is True Beauty, how they can access it.
Excellent. Tubi. What is True Beauty? If you can remember True, T-R-U-E, Beauty, on Tubi, you'll be able to find it. 40 minutes. It gives you full-on, hands-on prayer and intercession and exercises.
International model, award-winning actress Jen Gotsin has been our guest.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.